Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. So, the headline of the week, the astro headline is Warrior Mars moves to Taurus. Yesterday, we had a full moon in Virgo, and today, communication planet Mercury moves into Aries. So, they're the three big influences I'm going to be talking about on tonight's show. Hopefully you all had a great week. We're past eclipse season, thankfully, and we're in a bit of a reprieve at the moment, astrologically speaking. Next week, we have the very start of the new year. So in next week's show, I'll be talking about the new year. Confusing? No. Well, in astrology, the new year, the astrological new year, starts around March 20th. And so that will be officially the first day of spring, which is believable in California, but not necessarily on the East Coast, where I just heard 2 feet of snowfall. That is so hard to believe. So next week we have the start of spring. It's the astrological new year, which I have always celebrated. And of course, if you're in the southern hemisphere, it will be the first day of fall or autumn. Astrologers call that the vernal equinox, but I will talk about that in next week's show. But this week we've had Mars moving into Taurus. Full moon in Virgo yesterday, and communication planet Mercury moving into Aries. So, oh, and of course, St. Patrick's Day on Friday, but of course that has nothing to do with astrology. It's just a good time had for all. We had a big parade here on the weekend for St. Patrick's Day. So on Friday, nothing to do with astrology, but be sure to wear green, no matter where you're from. Anyway, so warrior planet Mars moved into Taurus. When was that? On the 9th, last Thursday. And so Mars will be in Taurus until April 21st. And if you remember on a recent show, I was talking about planets have their favorite signs and their least favorite signs. And Mars, one of Mars's least favorite signs is Taurus. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, particularly for all you bulls out there. But Mars doesn't really get on with Taurus. The energies are very different. Mars is very masculine. There's a lot of male energy around this planet. And Taurus is feminine. It's a feminine sign. It's ruled by Venus. So when Venus is in Taurus, it's very happy. When Mars is in Taurus, it's not so happy. The energies are at odds. I just spoke about that recently with Mercury moving into Pisces. Those energies are at odds as well. So Mars is now in Taurus. And, you know, slow and steady may be the motto with this influence. But I do think of like the tortoise who outraced the hare. So it's the amount of work you put into it is the potential to accomplish anything. So it's definitely slow and steady wins the race. But that's a bit of a clash with Mercury in Aries, because Mercury is planet of the mind. Aries is very much a go-getter. So our minds will definitely be firing on all cylinders when Mercury's in Aries, but with Mars in Taurus, it slows us right down. So, and I have images for every piece of content that I have on my website, and I was just looking at this today, and Mars, the image that I have for Mars in Taurus is an image of a mule. And so what that means is that sometimes with Mars and Taurus, we can be really stubborn. It's important to not dig your heels in under this influence, which many of us might be doing, particularly the fixed signs, and that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. It's important for the next few weeks that we don't dig our heels in just for the sake of it. So the image on my site is one of the mule, which accompanies this Mars and Taurus influence. And mules have a reputation of being very stubborn. They say as stubborn as a mule. Also with Mars and Taurus, we might find that getting up in the morning, we might not be the fastest starter. If you think of the symbol of Taurus, which is the bull, and bulls like to take their time and move quite slowly and are quite happy grazing in the field until you wave the red flag and then everything changes. Also during this time with Mars in Taurus, it's a great time for routine. Now that's interesting because in Chinese astrology, we're in the year of the rooster, and the year of the rooster is all about setting routines. So now we have this double influence until April 21st, all about routine. So when I think of routine, I think of if you're looking to start a diet and fitness program, now is definitely the time to do it, because you want it as a routine in your lifestyle. Does that make sense? Routine in your lifestyle. Okay, you get my drift. So this is a great time to start a new routine with Mars in Taurus, year of the rooster. It's an excellent time if you want to kick a bad habit, particularly because Taurus is a fixed sign, and anytime there's a planet in a fixed sign, it's all about thinking long term. So if there's something, if there's changes you want to make in your life at this time with Mars in Taurus, year of the rooster, this is a time for long-term thinking, long-term strategy, long-term planning, anything for the long-term. This is a great influence to do this under, to break a bad habit or to set something in motion that you want to have stick for the long haul. So this is a really good time. I'm looking just in my calendar to see what else is in a fixed sign that might help support this. Nothing, actually. Mars is the only planet in a fixed sign right now. And that's not really that unusual, but I just thought sometimes there's a lot of fixed energy, there's a lot of cardinal. But at the moment we have, let me see in my calendar here, we have a lot of cardinal energy. It's good for initiating. So there you go. There's a support as well for starting a new routine. So Mars in Taurus. Mars, as I'm sure many of you know, is red in the heavens. When we look up in the sky, we see red, although it's not that obvious, really. But so Mars is coupled with the colour red. Red is the colour of passion, and that's just what Mars rules. So it's our sex drive, our propensity for irritation, and our urge to compete and succeed. Competition, if you're in any sort of competition over the next few weeks, and usually when I think of competition, I think of sport and moving fast. But in this instance, Mars is slowed down when it's in Taurus. So it's all about strategy and planning and thinking things through. Don't rush into anything at the moment, even though Mercury moved into Aries, which I'll talk about a bit later. And our minds are racing really fast, but our bodies might not be able to keep up at this time. And especially because love planet Venus is retrograde, and it's retrograde in Aries. So what that means is that we'll want to move fast, but we might be feeling a bit held back. We want to put things into place. We want to get started with new things. Routine is a great use of this planetary energy, but we might be held back. And anytime I see that there's a new cycle beginning, which there is with Mars in Taurus, new cycles or new beginnings require endings. So if there's anything open-ended, this is a really good time to finish things up before we can move forward, particularly because next Monday is the start of a brand new astrological new year. So this is a good week to wrap things up. We're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. Headline of the week is Mars moved into Taurus, where it will be until April 21st. We had a full moon yesterday in Virgo, and today, communication planet Mercury moved into Aries. So those energies are all a bit at odds with each other. Nothing major. It feels like we're in a bit of a reprieve this week. And just before the break, I was talking about next week is the Astrological New Year, which is always very exciting for astrologers. So this week is the last week of the Astrological New Year. We're in the last week of the cycle of the astrological yearly cycle. This is the last week of it, so this is a good time for wrapping things up. Looking forward to the new season, because Western or tropical astrology is all seasonal based. So this is our very last week of our year, so make the most of it. Manifest, set intentions for the year to come. So Mars in Taurus. Mars does not like being in Taurus. Those two energies are at odds. Mars is a very fast-moving energy, and Taurus is a very slow-moving energy. So when you put those two together, they really don't get on. So with regards to Mars, the energy of Mars itself, which of course is one of our closest neighbours, it's the next planet outwards in our solar system. So Mars affects our attitude toward everything from team sports, because it's a very competitive testosterone masculine energy, to dating, because it's very passionate. Even how you argue with a friend, or how you go after a promotion at work. It's about our willpower, it's our ambition, it's how we motivate ourselves to do what needs to be done. Some of us might need an extra push with Mars in Taurus until April 21st. We might need a little bit of an extra push. It'll be affecting the fixed signs more so, and that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Also, with Mars's influence, it's about our ambitions. And if we think long term, because it's in Taurus, which is all about long term thinking, it's a good time to set our intentions, particularly as I just said, we've got the new year coming up next week. So it's a good time to set intentions. Our minds are not going to be lazy, because Mercury's just moved into Aries, so there's a lot of buzz for a lot of us, and that's particularly for the fire signs, Aries, Leo, and Sag. So with Mars in Taurus, what we need to do is think about our leadership ability. If you're in a leadership role, this is very much in the Mars realm, in the Taurus realm. So they come together very nicely, these conflicting energies, if you're in a leadership role or leading other people. It's all about strategy and thinking through, not really rushing into something. And also with Mars, it's like, do you like to take charge, or do you prefer following someone else's lead? So many of us might be thinking about this during the next few weeks. Mars is the ruler of Aries and Scorpio. Mars is uncomfortable when it's in Taurus and Libra. And if you flip it, so if I was talking about Venus is the ruler of Libra and Taurus, and it's uncomfortable when it's in Aries and Scorpio. So they're sort of mirror of each other, because Venus and Mars, Venus is love, Mars is passion, Venus is feminine, Mars is masculine, and so on. So Mars in Taurus at the moment doesn't sit very well in that sign, but luckily it's not going to cause major havoc for most of us. I'm just looking to see if it's forming any other hard, challenging aspects in it, and it isn't. So I think many of us are off the hook. And as I said before, when Mars is in Taurus, it's a bit like the tortoise who outraced the hare. So that's one way to look at it. The energies don't go so well together, but slow and steady wins the race with its influence. Also, with this transit, this planetary influence, I mentioned before, it's a great time to start a diet and exercise program But this time, and also because the weather is changing in the Northern Hemisphere, we are moving into spring. Take your exercise outdoors because the energy of Taurus is very, it's sensual, but it's also very, I want to say outdoorsy. It's not really the word I was looking for. Taurus is very much about nature and being in nature and touching the dirt and hugging the trees, and without sounding too hippie-ish, but it's like, so if there's any form of exercise that you're looking to do, try it outside. It'll be good for all of us. And, you know, it might be easy to be the couch potato because that's the shadow side of Taurus. And probably the shadow side of Mars in Taurus is couch potato, but really the shining light, the illuminating energy of Mars in Taurus is about exercising outdoors and being outside. And I talked before about the images that I have with the information that I have on my website, theastrologer.com. And the image that I have for Mars in Taurus is a lady gardening. And that's very, very Taurian. When I think of the Taurian, very strong Taurus influence, it's all about communing with nature. And, you know, back to the shadow side of this energy is laziness. Mars is very much about action. But the flip side of the Taurian energy is about being couch potato, being a little bit lazy. So it's much better to make the most of, I was going to say this weather, but it's not affecting the lovely warm weather. It's not affecting everybody, but if it is, make the most of it. Many of us might feel much better if we get up and move around, you know, and going outdoors will feed our soul. Feed our soul as well as honouring our bodies. And as I said, Taurus is a very sensual sign, so it's a time to enjoy all your senses when Mars is in Taurus. So it's through touch and smell, also being physically affectionate and giving someone a hug. So it's about being close to the ones that we love at this time. And, of course, Mars in Taurus, you know, some of us might come on a little strong in the romance department. That's okay. Mars in Taurus, it's a good energy for that. So how will Mars in Taurus be affecting your sign? And I'm going to whiz through this really fast. So for the next few weeks until April 21st, when Mars is in Taurus, Mars, remember, is the planet of action. So this is where your sign will want to take action to make the most of this planetary influence. So if you're an Aries, this is about money. And Taurus is the sign of money. And for Aries, money is highlighted. So spending and saving money. And also your possessions. What is yours and what isn't yours? If you're a Taurus with Mars in your own sign, this is a time to make a change to your appearance. You might be wanting to make some sort of change, update the wardrobe, get a new hairstyle, that sort of thing. And there's a lot of energy around you wanting to do that. If you're a Gemini, this is a time to pay attention to your dreams. What's going on? What messages are you getting? It might be a little bit, you might be feeling a little bit lazy, which is sort of, that's a word that doesn't go with Gemini at all. It's really not a fit. But at this time with Mars in Taurus, you might be feeling a little bit lazy, and that's okay because that's not a word that is usually associated with your sign. If you're a Cancer, it's all about connecting with friends and acquaintances and joining groups, or connecting with other people, and that's online, offline, wherever it is. It's important to be social because opportunity will come from reaching out to others. If you're a Leo with Mars in Taurus, this is all about your career at this time and being very ambitious. Go after what you want when it comes to your career or even your community standing. Now, other people see you, your achievements, your status. This is definitely a time for going after you after what you want. And as I said, this is the final week of the astrological year, so wrapping things up, and then next week it's all about new beginnings. So that goes hand in hand with chasing after some career aspirations. If you're a Virgo, this is about overseas travel or anything to do with overseas or foreign people, publishing, higher education, any sort of legality. If you're a Libra, this is about money for you. And with Mars in Taurus, your connection there is Venus, which is the planet of money. So this is about shared money, big money, taxes, inheritance, insurance, anything that's not necessarily yours personally. If you're a Scorpio, the focus for you when Mars is in Taurus is on marriage and relationships, business partnerships. This will be an interesting time for you. It's a time to be close to the people that you love, your romantic partner. If you're a Sagittarius, this is a double emphasis for you on health, diet and fitness, your daily routine. Sagittarius, you're a mutable sign. You tend to go with the flow, but it's important at this time to set a routine. There's a lot of planetary influences around routine and new beginnings, and it's important that you make the most of this. If you're a Capricorn, lucky you, this is the time, the next few weeks, about romance and courtship and having fun, really, connecting with children, maybe connecting with your inner child. We're going to take a short break. After the break, I will let Aquarius and Pisces know what to expect. So stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And just before the break, I was talking about the headline of the week, or the astro headline of the week, and that's Mars in Taurus. And if you're an Aquarius, the focus for you for the next few weeks will be on home and family. If you're looking to renovate or redecorate or remodel or move or connect with family members, now is the time to do it. And finally, if you're a sweet Pisces, When Mars is in Taurus, it's all about the intellect, learning, communication, even short trips, any dealings with siblings and neighbours. So, yesterday we had a full moon. Yes, it's that time of the month again. We had a full moon, which was in Virgo at 22 degrees. Now, this will affect everybody, of course, but mainly in the mutable signs, and that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces, particularly if you were born in the last week of any of those signs. This full moon will be affecting you more so. And what typically happens with a full moon is that others are like a mirror. So if somebody's acting in some sort of way or displaying some sort of characteristic, positive or negative, doesn't matter, it's really they're mirroring back to you your own behavior. So full moons are like mirrors. They illuminate the darkest corners. And they're always hard to miss, of course. Have you seen the full moon lately? It is always amazing to look up in the night sky and see that full moon. Even in the middle of the night, it really is so bright. If you have to get up in the middle of the night, whatever it is, you will see the moon shining through. There's always plenty of myths around full moons. Think of werewolves howling at the moon. No, I have never heard one do that. But there are plenty of myths out there about full moons, people behaving strangely. And as I just said, people mirroring our own behaviours back to us. Of course, the moon controls the water on this earth. The ocean tides rise higher during a full moon. It's due to the gravitational pull. And I guess that's why some people might behave oddly because our bodies are comprised of over 80% water. Sometimes some people don't sleep very well during a full moon, tossing and turning through the night. Many of us might find that our dreams have been more vivid. The Virgo full moon is that many of us might be feeling a sense of achievement as we notice the progress of our efforts. And I want to say to tidy up at home and at work. And, you know, things might have been a lot easier to locate now because we're organising our stuff into more manageable piles. Virgo is very good at organisation, at sorting, filing, anything that many of us might find tedious. To use the energy of this influence, the Virgo full moon, it's a great time just to get organised. We might be tossing things out that we don't need. Clearing out the clutter, basically, is a good motto for a Virgo full moon. Also, Virgo is the sign that rules health. I've been talking a lot about starting a new routine, particularly around diet and fitness, particularly if you're a Sagittarius. This is a great time to start getting it together, starting a new routine. So Virgo rules health and it's not just physical health, it's mental health. So set, and with the astrological new year next week, the start of the astrological new year, it's a great time to really think about our well-being overall. Also, if we can work more efficiently with the influence of this Virgo full moon, so much the better. And as I said, it's very much about organisation, and enjoying the fruits of our labor. It's like when you have you ever tidied up and gotten organized and cleaned out the closet, taken the things to Goodwill, and feeling so much better about tidying and organizing. That's a great use of this energy. Even shedding a few pounds because we're really focused on our health and our well-being. So it's a good time for diet, exercise, and thinking about our health overall. Okay, the third main headline of the week, the Astro headline, is today Mercury, planet of communication, moves into Aries. And it will be there until, oh, look at that. Okay. So Mercury moved into Aries today. It will stay there until March 31st. Then it will move into Taurus. And it will move into Taurus, and then next month, April 9th, it will turn retrograde in Taurus. And then it will move backwards through Taurus and then back into Aries on April 20th. So it moves retrograde into Aries April 20th, where it will be until May 3rd. May 3rd, Mercury will turn direct in Aries, where it will continue through Aries through May 15th, where it moves back into Taurus again. So this, with Mercury moving into Aries today, this is the beginning of the, not retrograde cycle, but the cycle where there's a retrograde. So we are safe for the moment, but just know this is the very beginning of the cycle when Mercury will turn retrograde. So right now, Mercury moved into Aries, which is great for everyone, but great for the fire signs, even better for the fire signs, and that's Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Our minds are clear, there's a lot of clarity. We can get a lot of stuff done, at least mentally. And of course, while Mercury is in Aries, and as always, depending on how it influences you and your chart personally, our mind will be functioning at top speed and in short bursts of activity. And patience is not really a word that goes well with this influence. No, that's even an understatement. Patience is completely out the door during this time with Mercury in Aries, and especially because this is the very start of the overall retrograde cycle. So it's like, if patience is required for the next couple of months, good luck with that. It'll be easier, of course, when Mercury does move into Taurus at the end of the month, because that slows things down. But now through the end of the month, if anything requires patience and focus, if you can put it off, I suggest that you do, especially if you have to think or focus on one idea for too long. It's going to be easier just to think quickly and move on to the next thing over and over. So instead of weighing all the pros and cons of a situation, many of us might tend to make snap judgments based more on instinct than logic when Mercury is in Aries. But, you know, on the plus side, we might find ourselves on fire with one brilliant idea after another. So this is a great influence and a great time for generating creative new ideas, although you might not necessarily see how to follow through on them. But who cares about the follow through? It's all about generating the new creative ideas, the new things. Our brains will be very busy, and some of us might find it difficult to sleep because we just won't know how to shut our minds off with this influence. But make sure that you keep a notebook or your phone with your notes in there and jot down all the late night inspirations. Also, honesty and directness come easily in communication, maybe too easily, because some of us might have foot in mouth syndrome, where words erupt from our mouths quickly and abruptly, sometimes even surprising ourselves with what gets blurted out with Mercury in Aries. So some of it, not mentioning any sign names, fire signs, you might need to make an effort to be tactful and diplomatic to avoid hurting others' feelings. Also at this time with Mercury in Aries, a good use of this energy is word games might be fun. Of course, if they don't last too long, because it's all about holding attention or not being able to hold focus and attention on one thing for too long. Also, Mercury in Aries, it's good times for debating ideas, even arguing. Not that arguing, how would you put that in a positive way? I guess, yeah, debating. And, you know, some people might want to be arguing just for the sake of it, believe it or not. And here's a good use of this energy. Writing an opinionated letter to the editor on a topic you feel passionate or outraged about could be really satisfying at this time. So if there's any service that you've had that you haven't appreciated, it's a good time to let the CEO of the company know how you feel. And it's a good outlet. Instead of getting like aggressive, because Mercury in Aries is like argumentative and we show our aggression at this time, it's a good way to funnel and have the energy focused. So make the use of this energy. It gets bored really fast when Mercury's in Aries, where it will be through March 31st. And then many of us will notice the shift when Mercury moves into Taurus, March 31st, and then it turns retrograde. So we're coming up to another retrograde cycle, which typically happens 3 times a year for 3 weeks. At a time. We're going to take a short break. After the break, I will continue with this week's planetary energy, so stay tuned.
Your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicis, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. So, yesterday we had a communication planet Mercury forming a square to Saturn. Saturn is the taskmaster of the zodiac, also Lord of Karma. So, some of us, let me think who that may be in particular, that would have been Mercury at 29 degrees Pisces, forming a square to Saturn. Okay, at the last degree of, well, not maybe not 29 degrees because it moves so fast. So it would have been about 27, 28 degrees, Mercury in Pisces forming a square to Saturn in Sagittarius. So that would have been difficult mainly for the mutable signs, and that's Gemini, Virgo, Sag, and Pisces. So any sort of, if you might have had a mental block, that would be clearly evident under this challenging transit. Luckily, it only lasts for a few days. It's not a heavy-duty influence. It's just a fleeting one, thankfully. You know, some of us might have found that others are more sceptical than usual, even cynical. You know, things like, I'll see it when I believe it, might be a response with this type of influence. What else about this? We might have had limited perceptions as well the past few days. Many of us might be suffering from mental rigidity. Even some of us, even like the glass is half empty type of thing. It's also overcritical. Some of us might be clinging to our already established ideas. Some of us might be dogmatic, narrow-minded with this influence. And some might even be feeling inadequate when it comes to our own mental capacity or speaking abilities. Might be hard just to get our point across, basically, with this influence. And then on Friday, the Sun will be forming a square to Saturn. Saturn's involved in heavy aspects this week, it seems. So Sun forming a square to Saturn. So Sun in Pisces forming a square to Saturn. Again, challenging for the mutable signs or anybody that has planets in mutable signs, and that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So when the Sun forms a square to Saturn, which is about 90 degrees apart, it feels like that we're working at cross purposes. Authority issues come to the forefront. Some people might find themselves backed into a corner, forcing to explain themselves. And we don't want to. So there will be limitations on some of this, especially when we bump up against authority, as I just said. It's a heavy energy, but again, it only lasts for a short time. So don't linger. If you're feeling again the glass is half empty, it's temporary. And then on Saturday, the final influence of the week is Mercury conjunct Venus. Yay. So the week ends on a high note. Mercury conjunct Venus, that's a really nice energy. Mercury conjunct Venus, both are in Aries, and that's good news. That is very good news for the fire signs, and the fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. So what this means when Mercury conjuncts Venus is that minds and hearts merge. So we can speak from the heart, in other words. The mood is romantic. We're more articulate in expressing our emotions than usual. And any form of creative communication is highlighted. Think love letters, cards, phone calls, emails, poems, music. That'll all be very effective with this influence. It's an excellent time to develop any type of relationship. Yes, romantic, but really any type of relationship. So negotiations will go well with this influence, even though there'll be lingering from the tough influences of the week involving Saturn. People are a little bit more diplomatic. So the weekend people are feeling much better and more diplomatic than combative as they might have been during the week. Now for your weekly horoscope. If you're an Aries, Your big goals and ambitions this week might not quite fit into the limited time you have available. But the good news is Mercury moves into your sign and helps you find clever ways to manage time better. A more organized and streamlined approach to work helps you get ahead, while a better managed home life means more time for your sweetheart and your family. It's about working smarter rather than working harder. If you're a Taurus with Mercury now in the most secretive part of your chart, so just think you've just gone underground for a while, it's a good time to get back in touch with meditation, guided imagery, visualization, and dreams. Trying to force your imagination will only result in you feeling blocked and frustrated. So if you work in a creative industry, this could be a bit of a challenge, but don't stress, it will work itself out. If you're a Gemini, you are used to being the brilliant one in any given situation, but this week you'll benefit from listening to the input and advice of others. It might just be possible, believe it or not, that someone else's idea is better than yours. What a shocker, right? But it does happen. Professionally, be sure to give credit where it's due in teamwork or joint endeavors. In your personal life, you can probably get away with pretending that your lover's bright idea was actually your own for now. But you'd better show your appreciation in some other imaginative way. If you're a Cancer, a difficult situation at work is made easier by Mercury's cool, logical vibes. For now, at least, you can stop believing that your colleagues are conspiring against you. You know what? Because they're not. Nor do they want to take you down. Well, most of them don't. Instead of fighting an emotional war every time you show up for work, start to focus on facts instead. Prove your worth by what you do, not by how loud you can shout. It's a good week for getting your talents and abilities noticed. If you're a Leo, you're a straightforward kind of sign and you like it best when life is straightforward too. Unfortunately, it rarely is, and this week is no exception. Human interaction is typically messy, complex, and hard to categorize. So it's no surprise that some people and some situations push your buttons more than others. Draw on Mercury's wisdom to understand where your prejudice or faulty value judgments are letting you down. Sometimes there isn't a simple choice between right and wrong, black and white, up and down. The best bits of life are often to be found in the muddy, mixed-up middle. If you're a Virgo, even though your sign is ruled by talkative Mercury, you're typically a quiet soul. But this week, Mercury starts to transit a challenging part of your chart and you're talking a lot. Well, mainly negatively to yourself. You are critical, yes, it's true, but too much so to yourself this week. So stop. Next time you catch yourself in the act, make an extra effort to focus on something good about yourself. If you're a Libra, sweet nothings and pillow talk. The bond between you and your partner grows stronger this week through shared secrets and heart-to-heart talks. Mercury is in your relationship zone, encouraging you to open up and talk freely about how you feel, what you dream, and what you fear. What's not to love about that? If you're a Scorpio, this week, Mercury's influence helps you to get your daily working life back into better shape. Frustrations and obstacles don't magically vanish into thin air, but what does shift is your attitude, and that makes all the difference. You're learning to tell the difference between what you can change and what you cannot, what you can influence and what you must accept. This frees up your time and energy to focus on bringing change where you can, instead of railing against the inevitable. You're a Sagittarius, how's work going? Do you leap out of bed every morning keen to get on with it? No, how come? That's not right. This week, Mercury's influence can show you how a hobby or interest or underused talent could actually be a lucrative earning opportunity for you. Wouldn't that be fabulous? If you could earn your living doing something you actually want to do, instead of something you just have to do. There you have it. You're a Capricorn. Our family, the source of much joy and love, also the source of headaches, responsibilities, and maybe daily irritations, which are hard to shake off. This week, family issues make you feel penned in, restricted, or held back. It may be the views of someone in the family which are the issue, or it might be family circumstances which prevent you making a move you'd like to do. It's never easy to balance desire against responsibilities, but intelligent Mercury helps you to come to grips with this now. Figure out where your priorities lie and how much you're willing to sacrifice in order to keep someone else happy. If you're an Aquarius, this week you may not be feeling all that confident, but you know what they say, fake it till you make it. Strong communication skills, courtesy of silver-tongued Mercury, help you to appear more confident than you feel. This is a very big plus, especially if you have interviews or tests or some other challenge where a good impression matters. Take advantage of this, Aquarius. Remember that nobody else knows what's going on in your head. You could be trembling in fear, but if you put in a commanding performance, no one else will ever know. And finally, if you're a sweet Pisces, what really holds a relationship together? Friends, joint interests, but don't forget shared values. That is what is most important to you this week, that you and your sweetheart share the same values about life, philosophies, and other ethics and morality. That's it for me, folks. This is The Astrology Show. I'm Kelly Fox, and thanks for tuning in.